to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
That's right, and here we go on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the new Carl DeMasi Sports Report, because it's now the Carl DeMasi Sports Report and the coach and Makos. That's right, new co-host Melissa Makos, former WTOC sports reporter, weekend sports anchor, and now teacher over at Beach High School. She's been teaching now for 9 years. She gave up the mic to teach kids, and she loves what she does. And like I said, this is probably the favorite part of my show, because that's what it's all about. I want to get the news out about the local kids, the good kids, the kids that have done something special. And it just doesn't have to be high school. It could be elementary, middle, high school, pro, college, you name it. You're from Savannah, you want to nominate somebody? Savannah and the area, Effingham, Richmond Hill, we'll talk to you, we'll bring you on. And like I said, I want you guys to nominate. That's right, you guys. You guys got to nominate it. Carl DeMasi Sports Report, message me, KD Sports Report, Twitter, Instagram, my phone number, 912-507-9158. We want to hear about the good kids. And that's the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Well, this young man, I mean, what can I say? I mean, against Groves High School, that's what he was nominated for. He had an unbelievable game in the first half. He was 8 for 12, 166 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he was rushed also for 101 yards and another score on just 6 carries. I mean, if you've been following Savannah High football or Savannah Chatham County Public School football, last year was unbelievable. Savannah High making the playoffs for the first time since 1996. When I got here in 95, they were the powerhouse. They were the team to beat. I was coaching at Jenkins. And then it fell off the chart, and they went through some rough times. Coach Tony Welch came in there, restructured the program. Now Coach Dave Roberson is just carrying it one step further. And I know they've had two heartbreaking back-to-back losses. They won the ESPN Game Day High School Game of the Week last week. It was fueled by a market last week against Windsor Forest. I mean, they're up 14-10, and it's fourth down, and I just asked Desmond what happened on that play. They were supposed to take a safety. That would have made it 14-12. They still would have had the lead, but I guess the quarterback center exchange, slippery, wet ball. I mean, it was a monsoon, and they lost the ball. Desmond got tackled on the one-yard line, and Windsor Forest went and scored. They lost that game. And then Friday, a Thursday night, I wish I was there. I mean, they come back. It's 21-20. They go for the two-point conversion. They get it, and then Southeast Bull comes down the field. How far was that field goal?
I think like 15, 16 yards.
So, you know, they marched down the field, and Southeast Bull hit a field goal with 3 seconds to go in the game. They lost that one 24-22. They still got a shot at the playoffs. You know what I mean? But as a junior, he was first team All-Region. He was second team 2016 All-Greatest Savannah Morning News on the offensive team. Back in January, something special. He was also honored as part of the Next Level Sports Program, which is sponsored by 21st Century. They hosted a outing called Honoring Living Legends, and the reception recognized former Savannah-Chatham County Public Schools system athletes who took their athletic careers to the next level, and the current student athletes, and Desmond Brinson was one of them. The kids that were invited, the student athletes that were invited, were Desmond Brinson from Liberal Studies at Savannah High, Javante Middleton from Jenkins, Tyshawn Daniels from Groves, Bobby Tyson from Beach, and Naaman Pointer from Johnson High School. The former Savannah-Chatham County Public School athletes. Okay, George Atkinson played for the Oakland Raiders, won himself some bling, you know, with the Raiders, a Super Bowl championship. Edwin Bailey started 11 years straight for the Seattle Seahawks. Frank Ellis, Frank Kearse, who just finished playing with the Washington Redskins, and Horace Luton. I got to find out more about Frank Ellis, but that's pretty good company, and that's why he's this week's. Oh, did I say that he's also verbally committed to play football at Cornell University, one of the top Ivy League schools in the area. So, pretty impressive. He's in studio now. Our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Savannah High School quarterback, senior, Desmond Brinson. Desmond, I've been watching you. It's great to get you in here. Great job. And once again, as far as on the football field, great job. But that's pretty impressive, Cornell University. Being a guy from up north, I know about Cornell University, and a lot of people do. But once again, congratulations. Great job.
Thank you. Number one college town in America. So, it's just fun to go up there and enjoy time with my family and go see the coaches, staff, and see the atmosphere it is up there.
Well, you know, we talked before. We were on the Tuesday night edition of the Chatham County Sports Report, Chatham County School Sports Report, that you can hear every Tuesday night. I host it. We talked to the Savannah Chatham County athletes and coaches, and you know, just something special. And you know, you moved here 3-4 years ago from Delaware. You went over to Coastal Middle School. Now you're at the Liberal Studies, or the
Savannah Early College.
Or Savannah Early College. So when did this all this, you know, we'll get back to the academia part of it. When did you start playing football? When did dad push you out there, gave you a football, or is it just something you picked up?
It's really like my dad pushed me to go to, but I loved it when I started playing football. I'll say around like the 8 to 6, because you know you have that time where you can't play with the pads and stuff like that. So I played with flag football, and I just loved running and throwing the football. And so it was just good competing against other people and playing.
Well, early in the show, I don't know if you heard us, we got the Savannah Hurricanes, a women's tackle football league started. There's got to be a reason why people like the game of football, whether it's male or female, any athlete. I got to make sure I say that with my co-host, okay? And, you know, I'm glad they're doing it because I watch the Savannah Sabres. But you got to like something about football because it's a physical sport where you're hitting somebody or somebody's hitting you. What do you like most about the game of football?
I say the aggressiveness of football, because no other sport where you can really get it out. But also, like, I like competing against other people. And you know, over time, you start bonding with other people from other teams, and so you get the little trash talk there and there. That's a little different from baseball or basketball, but it's just the aggressiveness behind pads and a helmet that you can bring out.
And, you know, one step further, okay, you know, we talked about your game against Groves, and this year on the season, I don't have the Thursday night game, but you're 34 for 56, 480 yards, 5 touchdowns. I think you're the leading rusher on the team also.
Oh, yes, I really don't know.
Well, I think the last time I looked at it, you were the leading rusher for the Savannah High Blue Jackets. So if I had to talk to Coach Roberson, what would he tell me that Desmond Brinson's best skill is? Is it running? Is it passing? Is it? And you're also now playing free safety too. So
yes,
what do you think he would tell me your best skill is at the sport of football?
Well, I'd say making plays and being an athlete on the team. Like, we have a couple athletes like Malik Nesbitt. He plays everywhere too. Javon Chambers. So we just, like, he'd say probably one of the best athletes on the team, and just so that he can play in different areas of the field to give the team a spark.
And you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the new Coach and Mako show. My co-host, Melissa Mako, she's right now filming, so we'll bring her on. I know she wants to have a couple of questions. All right, let's go quick. What was your personal goal going into the season? Was it just getting back to the playoffs, or is it your team? Did you have a personal goal?
I would say personal goal would be a better leader on the team. Because, nice. Like, last year, I wasn't that defined leader, I would say. I was just there because I was the quarterback, but I say defined leader because a lot of guys, young guys that are playing new, they look up to me, as I had a conversation with some of the players. So I say be a better leader on the team and just have fun.
Hey, that's great. Now, new season, new coach. What was the team goal?
Team goal was get back to state playoffs. Pick up where we left off and get back, and we really want to win the state championship before we leave high school.
Now, I didn't give you this. I'm throwing you a curveball here, okay? I'm going to throw a pass that you got to make a catch, which you told me Cornell's going to want you to do. But let's go off to, what was it like for the first time for Savannah High to make the playoffs since 1996 last year?
Oh, it was totally different. You'll see a lot of alumni come up to you and be like, hey, you're the quarterback, Savannah High. We're at the game there. So it's just a lot of praise from going deep into the playoffs and playing. Now, it was a little heartbreaking that we lost second round, but we played the state champions from the previous year before, so we were just glad that we made a difference there and we were able to go far in the playoffs.
And like you said, they come up, you're the quarterback. What's it like playing the quarterback for the Blue Jackets?
It's a little different because I only started my 10th grade year, so it's a little different to get that praise, but, you know, it comes with the territory, and, you know, you just, like, defer it off to the line and say they did a great job, and you're running back, so you don't want to take all the praise.
Hold on. I gotta shift the mic over here.
All right, Desmond, who's your role model? Who do you who did you role model your game after?
I probably say I like LeSean McCoy, even though he's a running back, but I like he has swag on the field, and he just plays and just makes plays out of nowhere. That certain things.
Swag Gucci is the same thing, guys?
I would say.
Swag sounds pretty good. You know, I want to get to the Cornell thing. For those of you that don't know, Cornell is an Ivy League school. It is not easy to get into. It is not easy to matriculate after high school to an Ivy League school such as Cornell. But it's inspirational to see a kid from Savannah go Ivy League. If you were to, promote the academics and the athletic part of what you do, how would you encourage others to seek the path that you're seeking when it comes to academics and athletics?
I would say if no academics, no sports. That's what I was raised upon. If I didn't do good in the classroom, then I wasn't on the football field or baseball field or whatever. Because if you can't show that you're going to do great on that, then why would you play on the football field? And how is your coaches going to be able to depend on you on the football field if they can't depend on you? in the classroom.
I mean, that's great parenting. I mean, you got to be successful in the classroom before you can get on the football field. And you know it because, you know, you played at Boston College, so you weren't getting there unless you had the grades.
Absolutely. And, you know, your father told me that you're going into pre-med, so that makes me feel good. So when I'm old and gray, well, I'm kind of old and gray now, I'm going to come to you for surgery or whatever, whatever I need. So you are going to go pre-med, so that's not easy. How do you plan on balancing the academics with playing sports at the college level?
Well, now I get a glimpse of it. I go to Savannah State for academics, so you just got to prioritize, right? And you just study as much as you can, and then when you're not studying, be in the weight room or on the football field to perfect your craft. So I just look to stay in the books and stay in the weight room.
All right, now we got to get rolling here. We got about the 2-minute drill here, which I know Coach Robinson probably practices with you all the time. You get a chance to participate in anything outside of athletics, any other extracurricular activities, clubs, National Honor Society, anything like that?
Well, I just got accepted into the National Honor Society in my school, and then one thing I do like to do is bowling a lot. I love bowling. That's just something I just learned to do.
Scott has a bowling team. You could get a scholarship for that too.
Oh, so yeah, I gotta play football. But yeah, I love bowling, and my dad, he played bowling, so I just raised up on that too.
Oh, bowling's a great sport. I love it. I mean, I grew up on it too. We used to take Saturday trips in New York when I grew up on Long Island. We used to have the police boys club with kids that, you know, couldn't afford going to these activities. They would take us bowling every Saturday. It was really great. All right, two questions I got left. Cornell University. Why Cornell?
When I went up there with my mom, we took a trip up there for the camp. It was just like the coaching staff was more a family atmosphere. And, like, it wasn't even just about football. It was, like, the academic side, too. As Coach Hurd, he explained a lot to us. We sat in his office for about 3 hours with other families just talking. It's, like, more of a family atmosphere, them joking around. And plus the area, since I'm from Philadelphia and Delaware, it's still close up there. But anytime you're making a big decision from Georgia or far away from your family, that's where you want to be if you want to be around family.
Now, is this going to be early signing day, which we have new this year, or are you going to wait till February like everybody else?
Probably early, because I really like the school.
Any questions from my cohort now?
Yeah, I do. What's really cool is, you know, I heard about you before I met you, and I heard that you work out on your own at another gym at Planet Fitness. The motivation to just get in the gym and do your own thing outside of what you do at school, where does that come from?
I'll say my dad. My dad and my mom, they're hard workers. They try to give me the best life I can. And so I always wake up in the morning, try to get to the gym, if I do it before school or after school. Just to get there by myself, because you never know when someone's watching. I mean, and if you're not going to put in the hard work, someone will for you. So,
well, you know, Melissa beat me to the spot. I was going to ask you, what do you plan on doing in the future? But we already know it's pre-med. So, once again, congratulations. Why pre-med, and is there any specific field?
I recently took an internship. I did an internship for a couple of days at Chatham Orthopedics. And Dr. Drew, he showed me the ropes, and I just really liked it. And it was just really fun to meet different people. And you know you're making an impact in life because you're helping others and as they grow up on.
So we're going to be an orthopedic doctor.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to play the sport. You're going to help with the sport, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, Desmond, great meeting you finally. I've been watching on the football field for 2 years. Basketball, I mean, great leader over there at the early college, and of course at Savannah High Athletics. And that's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for October 14th. Desmond Brinson from Savannah High Football. Great job. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you.
And we got to just thank the man who sponsors this. He's been with me since day one. I've been doing this since 2010 on the radio, and this man has been with me, and that's Dr. Bart Weatherington. Once again, and that's why you get a plaque, because he wants to make sure you're honored for what you do.
Yes,
your back hurts.
You.
Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room. Well, if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic now is located in two locations, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Cooler, it's Cooler and Pooler, and that's at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Well, best of luck. I know it's, you know, you got a hard road to face with the season. You got 3 games left. You win 2 out of 3, you still got a shot, but if you take care of business, you take all 3, you make the playoffs again. Keep on going, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, and we'll be right back. We got the big bulldog waiting on the hotline. That's Kevin Jackson breaking down the Georgia Bulldog-Missouri Tiger game up there between the hedges. Starts at 7:30. All your pregame needs, all your pregame questions will start right here on ESPN Radio Savannah at 3:30. Once again, this is the Call of the Monster Sports Report with the coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.